I've got Sarah Bass with the Council on Aging here today to talk about volunteering. And what is the Council on Aging?
So the Council on Aging is actually a coordinator of services in our community. We work with people over 60, and we help them find services through our partner resources.
Hey, why are volunteers so important?
Oh, gosh, volunteers, we absolutely could not do a lot of the work that we do through our AmeriCorps grant, which actually kind of is a service provider in a way. So without the volunteers, there would be no ramps. There would be no community gardens. There would not be ladies making teddy bears or mats for the homeless.
Okay, you mentioned the ramp program. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, our ramp program. So I'm happy to say that as of this year, we have three different ramp crews in Southwest Georgia area. When I came on board, we had two. We did add a crew that is based out of Colquitt, Georgia, that serves Early, Miller, and Seminole counties. But our ramp program consists of mostly retired gentlemen, age 60 and over, that either had a carpentry in their background or interest in carpentry, and they go out in the community and build ramps for our seniors. And that program is funded and supported by private donations. Our main funders are Phoebe, Putney Memorial Hospital, United Way, and CareSource.
And then you have a program that just recently shut down. It's once a year, the Tax Aid Program. And thank you, by the way, because I used them this year.
Well, that's amazing. I hope they did a great job for you. And the AARP Tax Foundation Service is another one of our partners. And Gloria Bronson, she is the area director over that program. And those individuals come in and start working about October or November to get recertified every year on the current tax code. And then we begin usually right at the end of January or beginning of February doing tax aid preparation. Actually, it is geared towards people 50 and older. However, if appointments are available, we will do taxes for any age individual.
The craft program is unique because I know that they have one group of people that actually make blankets for the homeless out of grocery bags, I think.
Yes.
Tell us about the craft program.
So the craft program, it was in existence whenever I joined the Council on Aging 4 years ago, but it was right after COVID. There were a lot of people that were wanting to reconnect to the community, so I actually came across a group in Savannah, Georgia that was making what's called plarn mats, and plarn is plastic yarn. So I connected with the person in Savannah. She gave us a YouTube video to watch, and then I reached out to one of our volunteers that had worked with us at the center, who used to make quilts, but was also a crocheter, and she actually got the project started. So hats off to Bonnie Riley. She has gotten that project started, which now is an offshoot of the craft program, and she has moved back to making quilts. We can't thank her enough.
Okay. And the benefit for the seniors is that they get to hang out with a group of people and do some socializing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of friendships that have been made through that program. It's a happy group of ladies, and I love them, and I can't say enough about them.
You're also involved with AmeriCorps Seniors. Can you tell us briefly what that is?
Yes, so AmeriCorps Seniors, it's AmeriCorps RSVP. It's the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, and that is the grant. It actually funds the work that I do, and it also funds some other things on the back end. But most of the work that gets done through the community and by the volunteers, it is all through like private donations and also what we call in-kind work, where people give spaces at no charge. So it's a big collection of partnerships that make the AmeriCorps grant work, and it's been part of SWEGA for 50 years.
Tell me about your appreciation event y'all recently had.
So the work that the volunteers doesn't go unnoticed or and it doesn't go unappreciated. And we do a volunteer event every March. That's when we bring those volunteers together and we honor them for the work that they've done through gifts and a meal. And we do try to do things for our volunteers at least on a quarterly basis.
Everybody loves a handshake and a pat on the shoulder saying thank you.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
So if someone wants to get involved as a volunteer, there's a lot of opportunities. How can you fill out an application or do you just say, hey, sign me up?
So the easiest way is just to go to our website and at the top there is in the header is the word volunteer and you can click on that and it'll take you to the volunteer page which shows all the different areas of service. And it also has a volunteer application, and that comes straight to me.
All right. Sarah Bass with Council on Aging here in Southwest Georgia. I guess it's the SWEGA Council on Aging.
Yes, it is the SWEGA Council on Aging, and the program that I help manage is the AmeriCorps Retired Senior Volunteer Program.
And they're not just in Albany. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they're all across the country. At one time, they had over 5 million volunteers in service.
Hooray for us.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.